you're right. One of the highlights of my year. I look forward to having Lobianski here to share a degree Torah with us.
I consider Lobianski to be one of my personal rebbeim, although most of that hasn't come through direct interaction, just through listening to various shiurim that are available. And you'll see in a second the combination of the tremendously deep machshava and the very practical hands-on experience being madrich bachrim in the real world, in real etzes of how to be a ben Torah in the world is a very, very special combination, and have the chance to have a big job.
Always, it's a treat to be here. We've seen it in the few years of the yeshiva's existence, Talmidim of ours that have done tremendously well over here, and Talmidim over here that have come to us that really are mitzvionim. And Be'ez Hashem should continue L'Shem L'Seferis. It's really a very product that comes out and the way Bachrim turn out after being a Machon Torah, to walk in and to have chaburis. I saw, unless he's a very young Rebbe, I saw Bachrim giving chabura here. I walked through the other room there, and also somebody was giving chabura. It's extraordinary that Bachrim get the confidence and drive to come up with something to say, and Ashreichem. In this week's parasha, so we're busy a lot with the big day kahuna. So like all parashas, there's much more mazel at the beginning of the parasha, the end of the parasha. So the beginning of the parasha, people get involved in with the big day kahuna. The end of the parasha somehow gets kind of swept in under the rug, so to speak. I want to go through a few points about it. First, you have the way in which you mekadesh and mechanech are. So that's quite an aristic parsha, and it goes through all of the korbanis and the levishas begodim and the meshicha with shemen and so on. Fine. Then it sort of segues almost unannounced. Or parachatas, not a new parsha. So vasisalar lebonav kochosh etzavisa isocha. 7 days you do this ma'ase kiddush for Aaron lebonav. Par chatas tasa lipurim v'chitays al mizbeach v'chperach alav v'shachtes akatshe, and then you mekadesh the mizbeach. Shivas yom techap al mizbeach v'kedash to oisoi v'hoya mizbeach kodesh kadoshim kol geuz v'chitoshu. So somehow we segue almost unnoticed into being mekadesh the mizbeach. Why is it here, not with the other kelim, just whatever? But what does it mean? The Mizbeach is Kodesh Kadoshim. Voya Mizbeach Kodesh. So Rashi says, Umay Kdush Osoy, Kol HaNegea B'Mizbeach Yikdosh, Afilu Korban Posel Sheolo Olav. So it's interesting. When we speak about the Kdusha B'Derech Klal, we speak about some sort of exclusion, that a Mokum Kadosh, a Tommy can't go there, you can't go there with your shoes, you can't go there unannounced. The word kedusha implies a certain havdalah. Here, the kedusha implies actually being inclusive. What's its kedusha? Kol nezgeh b'mizbeach yikdosh, afilu korban posel she'ola olav. Kitcha mizbeach lahachsher shelo yered. So this is a perek in Tzvachim, mizbeach mekadesh. The halacha is that even something that's posel, If it's on the Mizbeach, it stays there, and it is niktar, not only allowed to, you mechuyev to be makdirit and so on. Then Rashi says, yochol, something that is essentially natroy, like nirva and mukta, and nevad, so we have, so the pasuk says, no, it has to be v'zeh shatasa, we have a limit to that. So basically, it's telling me that the Mizbeach became kadosh, and because of its kedusha, it's able to be matir, things that normally would not be mutter, things that are bali mum of sorts, things that are not roif hakrava. Okay, one point. Then, if we go off, what should do mizbeach? kvosim b'nei shana shlaim layim tamid. It goes through korban tamid. Now, what does that mean? This is what you shall do on the mizbeach. If you're talking about the mice of being of being mechap on the mizbeach and the chinuch of the mizbeach and the akdosh of the mizbeach, pashas that's going on all the karbonis that they brought until now. All the karbonis Aaron and Banu brought was for this purpose. So it's telling me this is what you do on the mizbeach. On the mizbeach you do tamid and musafim and karbonis chayva and karbonis nedava. You do all the karbonis. What does it mean? This is not the place that is teaching us karban tamid. That's in Pinchas that we read together when we read it for Rosh Chodesh. So this parasha goes through tamid, and it seems to be out of place totally. And so on. Is there any reason why this parasha is here? What's it doing here? It's telling me, Rabbi, say, you know what this mizbeach is used for? So first of all, the karbonis, the Rambam has, you know, clay mikdash, and karbonis are its own section. There's no reason why this should be included here. And if you do decide to bring karbonis, why only karbon tamid? So it says, the Balaturim brings over here a very interesting remez. He says, "Ala mizbeach kvosim bnei, soif tevis lachmi." So he founds a remez lachmi. It says, "Lechem ishai lachmi." The word bread, as so to speak, food, so to speak, nourishment of the karbanis is a phrase that the Torah uses. It is ki'ilu karbanis are some sort of nourishment, some sort of kaviyachol food, and that's what it is. Okay. Shana shtayim, kvosim b'nei shana shtayim. So, al mezbeach kvosim b'nei is seif tevis lachmi. Then the next two words, which really are totally disconnected, b'nei shana shnayim, roshet tevis v'seif tevis hashemesh. If you take the Rosh Tevis and the Sof Tevis, Shin and Hey and Shin and Mem, you get Hashemesh. She Sheichno say Neged Hashemesh. They would bring the carbon Keneged the Shemesh. Ksivach Hashem Yom Tomid VePinchas Aysiv Loim Hashem Yom Oila Tomid Karbe LeYoyim Oila Pirish Keneged Shayoyim Oila. Daine Keneged Hashemesh. Fine. Shnayim LeYoyim Tomid Rosh Tevis. Oila Tovshin Lamit. So he says Shnayim La Yoim Tomid Rosh Tevis is Shin Lamit Tov. The Gematria is Tovshin Lamit. Dominion Tovshin Lamit Tmidin Hoyu Kraven Shasayam. Because if you make a cheshem, there are 365 days in a solar year, two karbonis per year, per day, it multiplied by twice, and you will, sure enough, you're going to get Tovshin Lamit. Why in the world are we going Keneged the Minyan Moisa Chama? It's not true. We bring a carbon every day. Every year is a lunar year. It's not Shasa. Maybe in the long cheshbon it evens out because, like, you have a leap year, maybe. But I'd like to understand the significance of it. I mean, Rosh Tevis are meant to convey some sort of something significant, not just that you can play with letters and, you know, find some gematria, and that Shana Shnayim should be Rosh Tevis v'Seif Tevis Hashemesh. So he says it's not just b'mikra. It's kind of Keneged Shemesh, and the sort of the cherry on top is that Tov Shin Lamed is the amount of karbonis you would do in Shin Samach Hei days of a solar year. Since when do we have anything to do with a solar year? Why in the world would that gematches be of significance over here? That's something that I'd like to try and understand. It's so Peladic that, I mean, he has three gematrias reinforcing this point again and again, that this is connected to Moisach Hama, the number and words of Shemesh and so on and so forth. So let's be misbein a little bit. Let's try to understand a little bit what this is about. The Maral says in the minyan mitzvahs of Taryag. So we have shasa, our losase, ramach ese, and the Gemara. There's two versions of the Gemara and Chazal. What it's connected. So shasa connected yemois hachama, the days of the sun, and ramach connected yivor of a person. That seems to be so not fitted. In other words, there's a lashon, one lashon in the Medrash is that shasa gidin and ramach yivor. So at least we're dividing up something between two different parts of one unit. A person, for whatever reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu made him shasai gidin ramach yivorim, deskeg esek neged lo sasek. That goes better. But to say shasai skeg minyan moyis hachama and ramach is going to give yivorim adam, I mean, it's what was one after the other? So how do we understand it? Well, what are we trying to say, contrasting two things that don't contrast? If I say, you know, X is very nice and Y is less nice, I'm contrasting something. If I say X is very nice but Y is very strong, I'm really talking about two different qualities. And one is not Shaykh Hasel. So Ramach and Shasa, one is Yimai Sachama and one is Ever Adam. So the Maral Tiferes Yisrael speaks about it and he says the following. He says, in the world, we have the. If we ask ourselves, what is the foundation of the world? If it klal gadol that the world stands on, the answer would be regularity. For instance, if let's say a person will tell you that without the presence of oxygen, something will not burn. And I'll prove it to you. Take a piece of paper and burn it. It burns very nicely. Put it inside something and take the oxygen out. Put a match to it. It's not going to burn. So I prove to you that without the oxygen, it's not going to burn. So I'll ask you a shayla. Maybe that's true today, but tomorrow it's not true. So I look at you and think, are you trying to be funny? What kind of nonsense is that? If it's true today, it's true tomorrow and the day afterwards. All physical phenomena that we're familiar with, we trust in the fact that it is the Seder HaDvarim, the way in which it works is regular, immutable, and as far as we understand, eternal. That's the way it is. Objects attract each other through gravity, electromagnetic forces has its mahalchim, and those things stay forever. If we got it right, if we touched on a basic law of nature, we have it forever. That is our most, that is our deepest grasp of what the world is about and what Teva is about. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a koach of regularity, which the Maral's language for that is seder, that everything has its mahalchim, and that's the way it is. It's structured and eternally structured. That is one mahalach nebriya. There's another mahalach nebriya, and that is what we would call bechira, which means people have the ability to make a decision that is not predicted or not infallibly predicted by what happened before. Kofrim are determinists. They say that really your brain already knows what it's going to do because it just depends on the chemicals and the wiring, on your experiences. And if somebody would able to have this microscope that could see everything going on in your brain, you know exactly what the decisions will be. that is the approach of Kfira. We believe that Adam is not predictable, and Adam can make decisions that are at variance with whatever we would think caused and determined things before. I have a little bit of actually a raya for that. I think a very powerful point. The Rambam, when he speaks about Bechira, does not mention it in Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam mentioned Hilchos Tshuva. And one of the strange things, why is it Hilchos Tshuva? You need Bechira to do a mitzvah as well as to do Tshuva. So if it's important to learn about Bechira in Rambam, in Yad HaZaka, so put it into Yesodei HaTorah. That's the most obvious place to put it. Why is it tucked into the end or middle of Hilchos Tshuva? I think the reason is as follows. If I see somebody putting on talis and tefillin davening, so what does that prove? That he used Bechira to daven? No. Maybe his nature is he likes to be a Rebbe pleaser. He likes to, people should think he's a tzaddik. So his nature is to put on talis and tefillin, and somebody else's nature is to run out by davening and not to daven. That's their nature. When a person's normal mahalach was X, not to daven, and one day he changes course and he says, I will daven from now, there I see Bechira so much more sharply than in the etzim doing good. Because the etzim doing good, a psychologist can say, well, he's wired like that. But if he's wired like that, why did he make a 180-degree turn? The answer is, there is Bechira, and the past may indicate a direction of the future, but it does not determine it. Adam is very different than anything regular. His Bechira is an example in the Bria of things that are out of the Seder. The other element out of the Seder is the Ribbono Shel Olam and his unique hashgacha when he chooses to intervene, to intercede, when he deals with Klal Yisrael. Our history is completely unlike any history of any other nation. Histories of all nations have a pattern. Small tribe moves in, tough, agile, attacks the fat, decadent establishment, destroys it, takes over the country, runs it, conquers more lands, becomes fat and decadent, new tribe comes, young, agile, demolishes them, v'chein hala. People that are dispersed from a country cease to exist as members of that country. There are no third generation Frenchmen in America. There are no third generation Ukrainians in America. After one generation, he's American, that's the end of it. We have a very, very different history. Very different history. It defies anything. The answer is Adam and Klal Yisrael, which is the embodiment of Tzuras Adam, reflect Ribbono Shel Olam's unique position of being outside Seder. They cannot be predicted, they can't fit into a box. So, and can you do it? That's the remez for Levana. A Levana is Itim Barucha, Itim Ktsara. The Levana is fickle. It does not rise with the regularity of a sun, does not have the same shape, the same volume, and it's not always predictable which day it comes, and so on and so forth. So we have those two kohos in the Bria, and therefore there's a set of mitzvahs that speak to the Seder HaBria, and those are the Averis, the Los Aseis. The reason why you can't do a Los Asei is because it takes you out of the Seder of the Bria. You're disrupting the mechanism of in a moral way. And then there's the mitzvahs which bring in new Kedusha and so on into the Bria. That is what Adam Aral explains, the Shasa connected the Chama, and this connected that. If we're to ask ourselves in a very, very shallow way, so what's our Avoda? Our Avoda is, it belongs to Levana, and not to the Shemesh. Goyim is Shemesh with Levana. That's not true. the Ibn Ezra says, it is a lie that we have a lunar calendar. The Arabs have a lunar calendar, the Christians have a solar calendar. We are unique in that we have a lunar calendar that is pegged to the solar calendar. It means that our years, like now, we add an Adar in order to make the years equal. The pshat is the kedusha that comes in to the bria sporadically, occasionally, is not the rotzen. That's not the accomplishment of Adam. That's the beginning of it. Zekeli ve'anvehu. Rashi says vanveh, the primary meaning of vanveh is, I will make him a nove. I will make him a place to be. The difference between having a place or not having a place is the difference between aroi and kavua. A person who's homeless sometimes appears at the doorstep, sometimes not. We ask him, where's your address? Whichever train is going next. He has no address. And therefore, even if he comes frequently, he's not of this place. When a person has a home, even if he's away, he's kavua, and his mitzvah is part of this community. So even if a person travels a lot for business, he still is a member of this makom, and it's mechayev him. In halacha, it's like that. If you go to a different community, as long as your intention is to remain residing where you are, you do not take on the halachas of that community, for taxes, for minhag, etc., etc. So we have two mahalchim in the bria, the mahalach of the bria of regularity, of seder, and the mahalach in the bria of non-predictable, of something that is not predetermined. And the tachlis is to take the second mahalach and to make that the mahalach of the bria. So we want to take a lunar year and stretch it out to be as regular as a solar year. That's basically what we're trying to do. That's what we do. We do a lunar year and we count the months, and then we add to it in a way that the lunar year will always keep pace and be as regular, in a sense, as the solar year. The we say it in davening every day. Mechadesh b'tuvoy b'chol yoim tamid. It's an incredible, incredible sentence. A mechadesh b'chol yoim would sound like an oxymoron, because mechadesh b'chol yoim, every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechadesh tamid, constantly. The answer is, that's exactly what we say. When we say in the morning, when we daven, we're talking about the Shemesh. What we're saying is, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meir in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing light into the Bria, which means it's every day, there's a new Siba for it. It's not because it's become its own entity and does and that's what it does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing Ratzin is that there be constantly light in the Bria, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh the Tamid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant giving is constant and dependable on. I'll give a mashal. Let's take an interaction between people. We have interactions that are determined. You buy me a loaf of bread, you owe me money. It's always like that. So a loaf of bread is 10 shekel, that's what you have to give me, and that's that. Once you took the loaf, the 10 shekel is automatically owed to me. You have a type of giving, typical giving, is sporadic. Today I'm the mood to give. I can't say, well, you give me every week, you can't stop giving me. What do you mean? I give every week, but because I want to give every week, and this week I don't want to give. What's mechayev me? You haven't given me anything, so what's mechayev me? But a person can bring himself to madrega where I give and I've made it constant, and you can depend on me in the way that you can depend on someone to pay up a bill that he owes. So we have over here a mechadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid, means a Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving. It's only because he wants the Bria now that it exists. And yet what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mechadish is tmidus. The constant, the immutability of those basic laws of nature, to us, we can rely on them, that what worked yesterday is going to work today, it's going to work tomorrow. And we recognize that this is not for granted. It's not because that's where gravity is. It's because that's where the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and there's no reason be'etzem why yesterday's Ratzon should be today's Ratzon, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the gift of consistency and constant mahalchim of teva, which we can relate with. So, we have over here a mahalach and the Bria of Shemesh, things that are constant, consistent, reliable, dependent, and we have Chiddush. And the job of Klal Yisrael is to take a world of a world that is sporadic, a world of Kedusha, that by its nature is sporadic, and turn it into something that is dependent and consistent. This is the difference between Godla Mitzvah Vaisa Mishaina Mitzvah Vaisa. Because if you're Aina Mitzvah Vaisa, then every time you do a mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah. It's not because there's a pattern of mitzvahs. It's not because mitzvah, I'm in a good mood now, so I'm going to put on tefillin. I'm in a good mood now, I'm going to give tzedakah. I'm in a great mood now, I'll learn. So each time I do it, its significance is that time and that time only. Even if I do it many, many, many times, the significance is still each ma'aser atzmai. Mitzvah v'aser means the tzivui stands, just like the tzivui breisha stands. And when it says voyad varma eila lavavcha, it's standing there. When it says b'shachbicha of kumecha, every morning and every evening there's a b'shachbicha and a kumecha. And that goes and that stands, and that's what it is. So the moving the Eina Mitzvah to Mitzvah Vaisa moved Kedusha from being sporadic and Aroi and so on into something that's Keva and Tamid and so on. Let's go back to the parasha a little bit. The Kedushas HaMizbeach. A mizbeach was different than a bama. Sacrificing animals was the primary way in which people worshipped anything. Kedusha and lahavdol avodah zarah. Zvicha and aktara, those are basic avodos. We're not familiar with it, we don't have it. But those are the basic ways in which it showed recognition and so on. Bamas were, they always had bamas. Wherever they felt moved and motivated to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his chesed, they did it. This was going to change. And this is the primary nekuda. Kedushas Mizbeach would now become something permanent. And the place in which you see it is the Karban Tamid. We're not talking over here Karban Tamid in terms of Karbonis. That's a parsha later. That's a much later. We're talking about the Kedushas Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach becomes the makom of giving and of being Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is part of the Kiddush Mizbeach. Karban Tamid in general, the Tmidus of the Karban is the Mechadesh B'chol Yoyim B'tuvoy Tamid. That Tamid is inserted with the Karban Tamid. And the Mizbeach would now become the place, the makom, always and any time that a person connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu, its tmidus, the kedusha of its tmidus comes from this karban tamid, and that's why it's written in the parasha. The Baal Turim says it's kineged the shemesh, kineged the shasa, and he makes a point of it. There's nothing about it striking. His gematria is correct, but it wouldn't hit you. He's putting together two words that are not connected. The answer is the karban tamid, the kedusha of the karban tamid is bringing kedusha and giving it the regularity of the shasa yomim, which is what we do in the big picture when we do it, put in Adar Sheni. We move the Antoivim. The Antoivim are always Tesvav Nisin and Chodesh Aviv. We move and it stays Chodesh Aviv always. So on the one hand, we have a date that is Chodesh Rishon, it's part of Chodashim, but we always make sure that this becomes part of Aviv, which is a Shemesh Tikka type of vineyard. And that's what he says over here. The carbon tumid we have over here is part of that Kedusha, and it turns the Mizbeach into a dove that's permanent. I want to explain with this why that's the Kedusha's Mizbeach when it's Mekadesh things that are not Be'etzim Roy to be as a carbon. If a person does an action sporadically, occasionally, then I have to judge each thing on its own merit. I brought a carbon now. Is this carbon good? The answer is no. Doesn't fit the halakhas exactly. No haktara. You don't have anything be makter, and that's it. When a place becomes a makom, the way in which we said Zeh Keli Van Veir, that the bias becomes a bias that is kavua, then anything that becomes part of it is mitzarif to it. When you say somebody's a ben bias, somebody works for you, he does a good job, good, not. It's by its nature not a permanent relationship. As long as we mutually are benefiting from this relationship, you produce the work I want, and I'm giving you the salary you need, we're together. If not. A household member doesn't cease to be a household member, even if maybe his activities are less than stellar. The answer is because you're part of something. So the Kedushas HaMizbeach as a makom that has become the makom zvicha is able to incorporate in it all the things that are maybe on their own right wouldn't make the grade. So if it's not bar haktor totally be'etzem, like it's nirva or nevad, the bezbech can't take a stone and turn it into a carbon. But if it's a bar haktor, but it's missing some of the dinim of haktor, that's what a mizbech does, because the mizbech has become the makom now. It's become the place of avodas Hashem be'etzem. I want to try to apply this a little bit to something that I think is at the heart of being a Ben Torah, and what it is that we're meant to get out of the years that we've formulated who we are. There's a medrash, it's brought only, to the best of my knowledge, in one place. I haven't found the medrash, I don't think anyone has found the medrash, but the person who brings it is very liable, so I assume it's another gears in a medrash. The place that it's brought is in the Hakdama to the Yaakov. The Mefarish on the Yaakov brings a chazal on Zekla Golabatera. So we're familiar with Vafdach HaKamoicha, Elo Toldus Adam. He brings the chazal with the addition of as a klal gadol b'tayra. Again, I assume that he must have had the gears in his medrash like that. I haven't tried checking the computer. I haven't found. I've seen it quoted, and sometimes I've seen it quoted in his name. But he's reliable that he got it from someplace. The klal, when we ask ourselves, when we look for qualities in what we're doing, then we find many qualities. Lishma, shaloi lishma, what kavana did I have, how much, if it's davening, how much kedusha did I wash my hands, put on a gartel, if I'm learning, my attitude, my this, my that, many different things about it. But in the big picture, the tachlis of avodas Hashem is zekeli vanvehu. Zekeli means a shifcha was standing in Yam Suf, and all of a sudden she saw a sight that she never ever saw before. She saw zekeli. She saw whatever it is that she could point a finger, so to speak, and say, "This is Ribbono Shel Olam." The reaction immediately has to be vanvehu. I need to make this a permanent part. And permanent doesn't mean many times. Friends that you've been often don't become your house. A house that you're away for long times is still your home. So home and frequency are not necessarily equivalent. I spoke recently about, when we come to Shemayim, they don't ask us how much Torah we learned. They asked us kavata itim la Torah, which means, was the Torah that you learned kavua? Kavua is a time, place, possibly, and so on. Tefillah requires kvias. All of these things are there, not just to enhance. If you have a kavudic time to learn, you'll probably learn a lot. If you have a kavudic place to daven, you'll show up. People if you don't have a kavudic minyan, everybody assumes you daven the other place. If you have a kavudic place, you can't use that excuse. It's only there and that's it. Fine, those are good reasons. But the real point is that what you do is kavua, is the etzem heart of the avoda that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take things that have been aroi. We do it when we're prompted, we do it when we're told, we do it when we're in the mood, and turn it into something that is kavua. If one can ask yourself, what is the most important? What's the most important feature of Avodas Hashem that a person is supposed to develop in yeshiva? So certainly we go up in Madrega while we're in yeshiva. Certainly our avoda becomes much higher. We understand much more. We know much more. But if we really ask ourselves the yesod of building a permanent Beis HaMikdash is kvias, tamid, consistency. A part of what we need to practice is that certain things that we take upon ourselves, what's critical is the consistency. And come no matter what distraction, I'm not going to move around this time or this Seder or whatever it is. It's not valuable just because it's a chetimtzer. It's valuable because it's a whole different world, whether it's mechadish or mechadish tamid. One is many good things you've done, and one is you're a good person. You're in a good mahalach. You're a ruchnistic person. The difference between a person's ruchni as a person is not how much they've done, but how unshakable is it. How inviolable is it? It's tough because you find that when you try to do it, you can learn a lot. But when you try to lock down a certain time, that this time is always kadosh for learning, they'll always be there, you always learn uninterrupted and so on, we have a hard time with it. It's interesting. Yetzer hara seems to be strongest against that. Maybe because it's so important. People speak about what, when you leave yeshiva, I mean, that's what I wrote about, when you leave yeshiva, the values that will make your learning stand, not only your learning, your whole Yiddishkeit, persevere, persist. So how well you did in yeshiva in terms of what madrega you went to is of some indication, but it's not the most critical indication. Unfortunately, too many people were in a very high madrega in yeshiva, then afterwards you couldn't tell. A lot more important is how consistent were you able to be. Consistency is something which determines who you are. The things that a person does no matter what are the things that are closest to defining him. A person who occasionally picks up a guitar and plays for a few hours is musical. A person who never can't let a day go by without strumming the guitar is be'etzem a musician. Be'etzem is metzius is that. A person who learns a lot, a night, a morning, and a day, but there are days when he doesn't pick up a Gemara, he likes learning, but a person who there is no such thing as a day passing by without whatever seder he's koveya in his mind that's appropriate, that person is be'etzem a chacham. His metzias is chachma, because he, just like we can't go without a day eating. Food is for us the consistent, the constant, and that's maybe why lachmi is the first gematria that he picks. Al kaponim, this parasha here is a parasha that really lays down for us a yesod of what it is, what is the focus of avodas Hashem, turning things into tamid. Zekeli van veu means taking the mikra, the thing that happened, and turning it into a permanent feature, an essential feature. Dedicating the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach becomes the Makaboda. It's not only when a Yid is bringing a carbon. A Mizbeach is a Mizbeach because a Mizbeach. That's what it is. And therefore, even if it's less than worthy, bringing it to Mizbeach, I would make the comparison, if a person's Koveh Itim and it's inviable, even if it's a day when he's tired and is learning that hour, half hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, is sluggish, but it's like Mizbeach Mekadesh. Since it's permanent and it's always there, this man is his Zman Limud, and it's better or worse, but that's his Zman Limud. The Kedusha comes into our lives. We're brought up with Teva, and in Tkufas like this, we were inspired. And we see new things that we never saw before. We understand new things. We attain understandings, abilities, skills, perspective. Many, many things we attain in this kufa, because it is a kufa of chiddush, of bringing in ideas that you never mature enough and exposed to and develop. But the avoda doesn't stop with attaining these things. The avoda is to take whatever comes into your life, and in the best that you can, make it a permanent feature. The zekeli of a tekufa like this in your life is, the avoda is not to stop at zekeli, the avoda is the vanveyu, to incorporate it and make it as a shem hamid of your life. And our lives should be spent mechadesh betuvu chol yoyim, every day ruchnius sparks new to us, but it sparks as tmidius and not as one-time flashes of light. That's love.